Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's also the 29th day of July already, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the climate basing. And it looks like it's a nice day. I ain't got to get out there and look yet, but it's been really nice here the last few days. Beautiful, in fact. Like summer. Wow. What a concept. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. NBC News, growing number, in quotation marks, of pregnant migrants waiting to deliver anchor babies in U.S. There's a frickin' surprise, and we'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, NBC News. Growing number of pregnant migrants waiting to deliver anchor babies in the U.S. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. And if you're watching the stupid box this morning, man, I'm telling you, the think tanks, I mean, they must be going crazy with one another. It's like they, you know, they have separate tanks, think tanks for a separate subject matter. And they've been walking on top of each other, contradicting. And, you know, we've been talking about it over the past few weeks. And today it was like they took everything and just threw it in a fucking blender and just hit the, you know, blended it and threw it against the wall. I mean, it's just senseless. I mean, they're saying nothing. You know, you got Trump. He signed the 9/11 thing, which is already set to happen, you know, for the victims of the Mossad and the CIA blowing up the World Trade Center. And you had a couple little different. Everything else was just mishmashing in other countries, and which is weird. But one thing they weren't talking a whole lot about was that border. And that's the only thing that should be concerning us right now. That should be the number one concern in this country. And, you know, they talk about, like, the politics, that this is going to be about the economy. This election is going to be about, well, they were talking, it was jobs, 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 right up until they put the carnival barker in case you didn't notice. Every time you come up to election, oh, jobs, 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 jobs. And now it's the economy. It's the economy. The economy, which is a bunch of fake fucking numbers, which are traded back and forth by the corporate elite who have made record profits since 2008 when the so-called derivatives bubble burst and took everything that the working American nationals had, you know, worked for 30, 40, 50 fucking years. They took everything. And then, you know, it was still the economy, jobs, and then old Psycho came in, the carnival, fork-tongued carnival barker. And I'll tell you what got Donald Trump elected, okay? Selected. What got him selected so they could have enough numbers out there so that they could say they had a fucking election. And it was just that simple. We're going to get rid of every one of them. And we're going to end DACA on day one. I mean, it's like we, you know, to the people who didn't know better, I think everybody's kind of figured out what happened there. But to the people that didn't know better, it was kind of like the Bill of Rights. So, you know, we talk about the Bill of Rights. Like, secure the Bill of Rights, make it the unalienable law that it's intended to be, and all else follows with it. You get everything back. Everything, you know, it has to be. You have the right to go take it back. Oh, you've always had the right to go take it back, but you will have the means. I mean, it will be the law of the land. And I remember back when he started his dribble about throwing every one of them out and ending DACA on day one, and everybody looked at him and go, that's the, I mean, it's gonna gotta be goddamn better. You throw 100 million fucking invaders out, and the way they're sucking off the system, and the fact that the working people are having to pay for it all, and you know, the price of a goddamn place to live, everything. I mean, it would have corrected a whole lot of things. They might have been able to carry this on a little while longer had they done any of it. Had they not done the exact opposite. And this weekend, I've noticed that, you know, all the reports are, Trump has been, and they've got that border under control. All of a sudden, just overnight, man, they think that we have the memory span of a head of cabbage. Now, 3 days from now, they'll be putting out, you know, telling us, what I love is they come up and they go, and it's been record apprehensions, Donald Trump. They got to understand those apprehensions are not like they're arresting them. No, the word we're looking for is deportations. And there have been none, and there will be none. Oh, apprehensions, yes, apprehensions is just another word for filling out the paperwork and then turning them loose into the fucking country and giving them fucking plane tickets. And they talk about the Mexican military. Oh, man, they've really shut that border down, guys. Of course, we've, you know, showed the video of the 2 miles up from the port of entries. They're showing the port of entries, you know, at Tijuana and what might have you. And they're telling you, they shut that border down when you got the private property owned by the fucking railroads, which is, I think, owned by Canada in our country. And then you have the kids showing them busload after busload after busload. And this, like today, nothing's mentioned. I think this is just they're just throwing anything out there that they think won't hurt. But the bottom line is, nothing stopped. It's accelerating. It's accelerating every fucking day. And it is the greatest danger to the United States of these Americas is the fucking invasion from the south and from every direction. I mean, every country on the goddamn planet, they're pouring in here. And there's only one reason for that. That is to displace, repopulate. They talk about, you know, needing workers. Why? If the United States belongs to the American nationals and there's only so many of us, it's all ours. Why do we need to, dig up resources that we don't need to give to fucking foreigners? Don't you see? I'm not talking about the slave labor brought in here to bring it out, but all these foreign corporations come here. I'm a American corporation, like... I think it was a Taiwanese that old Trump put up there that one time talking to make America gate. Jesus Christ. But here, you know, we're going to cover it. The growing number of pregnant migrants from across Central America are waiting in Mexico as they hope to deliver their babies in the United States to secure them birthright citizenship, NBC News reports. And see, that was all based on the 14th Amendment. There's never been a fucking court where it's a policy. It's a goddamn policy that has allowed the invasion of this country and by children. Just use a kid. Wonder who put that policy in place. You think that the corporate elite, I mean, they always talk about some damn communist Democrats, and it is. Because they're the same as those communist fucking Republicans. They're all elitist. They are the ruling elite. They are the goddamn corporate aristocracy in this country. But I mean, birthright citizenship. Where the hell did you get that from? A report by NBC News chronicles how pregnant women, migrant women, are increasingly flowing into shelters in Mexico along the southern border as the Trump administration, quote, remain in, quote, administrations Remain in Mexico policy mandates that they wait there and while their asylum claims are reviewed. And that's just a fucking show. They put up some fucking Constantina wire at the ports of entry. And that fucking, you know, they're talking about, you know, he got the money from the military. Finally, they, you know, they got a court ruling from the Supreme Court to get so he could use defense funds to build the fucking fence. Now, I'm gonna try to get past my head of cabbage here. I'm going to think back. Who's going to pay for, build that fucking wall? Oh, that's right. No, Mexico was going to pay to build that wall. No, that was one of his. I mean, they keep talking about, you know, his promises on the economy he's kept to his filthy fucking rich buddies. He's given them $3.2 trillion. And now, you know, it's come. Just yesterday I was listening to him, or maybe it was this morning. Talking about, you know, going after the food stamps because it's what we told you. That money has to come from somewhere. That wealth has to come from somewhere. And it's all to fucking enslave and impoverish and make peasants, peons, and coolies out of the fucking American nationals who are on a par with the crown heads of Europe. Man, that's got to irk their fucking ass every time I say it. But it is the truth. This is our goddamn country. That we hired some flunkies, man. This is how out of control it is. You know, we hired some flunkies to do a few chores that we couldn't do as individuals because they involved international fucking commerce and international trade and war. So then they turned that into, hey, you know what? You're our pet. You're a fucking corporate piece of property. You are a subject to the corporation. We now make your decisions from the time you get out of bed until the time you, go to bed at night and from the cradle to the grave. But I mean, the way this whole thing is looking, it just makes you wonder what the hell are they thinking? Or are they just trying to do some kind of pause like for a week so they can try to gather this and try to figure out how to unfuck it up? Because they've sure fucked it up. These expecting mothers, mostly from Central America and Haiti, hope to secure American citizenship for their babies by getting U.S. asylum through the country's birthright citizenship policy. Policy is not law. And now, like I said, every time one of these come in and they have these anchor babies, what they're called, they make all this shit up, all these terms and stuff, just like this, the squad, and that one bitch, it's got like the ABC name, you know, and they talk, it's all fucking, it's a production. It's a production to let another day pass without their asses getting hung while they're fucking stealing our resources hand over fist. NBC News reports, a growing number of expectant mothers are among the migrants coming in daily from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, even Haiti, to more than 30 already overflowing shelters in Tijuana, Mexico. Well, the bottom line is, whether they have those kids, I mean, if they're going to have a kid, they're going to put them on the train. They're going to go up to the private property of the railroad, and they're going to put them on a fucking bus, and they're going to be here, and they're going to have that fucking kid in the United States. But it's a policy made up by fucking traitors who had no authority. They were completely without authority to operate as a pretend government. After 1869, everything that was done was illegitimate. Because it declared that we, the people, were subjects and that the government was the authority over us, that they were the sovereigns of this nation, and that's just not so. The ninth article says it cannot be, and that is ratified fucking law. It's never been changed. It just hasn't been enforced yet. More women are arriving pregnant or with babies, said Pastor Gustova. Banda of the, they put this thing here, you know, I'm reading an article in my country. It's Embarajadadoris de Jesus. And then they put the fucking translation in English, Ambassador of Jesus Church, which operates a shelter in, then they did it again, Scorpion Canyon. On the outskirts of Tijuana, we have a lot of Haitian women and some Central American. I mean, and this whole idea that somebody could invade, I mean, you know that somebody sat down and just wrote this down on a piece of paper because the fact was, you know, it's just like the beginning of this goddamn country. Everybody talks about old Ben Franklin. What did old Ben Franklin, you know, the Hellfire Club, that dirty Masonic piece of shit? He went over to fucking England and because he was one of the boys over there. I mean, He's sitting, rubbed elbows with the fucking elite over there. And he told him, yeah, there's God, the wealth in that country. Even the what you would consider a peasant here in England, they own estates. They own their own fucking property. They own their own farms. They're self-sufficient. They've got wealth. And that's, and it was right thereafter that he went over there and explained about all that wealth, that father of our country, that, hey, man, it's time to start taxing. They got wealth? Well, that's the king's wealth. Because they are the king's subject. They're the king's property, and the king's property's property is the king's property, isn't it? And that's when they started fucking putting the bite on the people in the colonies and fucking treating them ruthlessly with tyranny. And that's when the people in the colonies in 1775 rose up against the fucking tyrants in the United States under the king's bidding, under the king's charter. And fucking, there was Lexington and Concord, and then the cannon started going off, and we had this fucking uprising going. A year after the people had been fighting, the people, without any direction from any fucking government, because there was no government, because there was an uprising. That's when them same aristocrats that were serving the king, that were doing all the dirty deeds to the colonists, that made them uprise, that's when they came and they wrote the Declaration. We're going to start a new country is what we're going to do. And we're going to be the leaders in that country, and you can be our subject, and it's a way better deal. Of course, the people in mass had already risen up, and they were just like, these guys were outnumbered like they're outnumbered today, thousands and thousands to one. But the manipulation, the Jews were in there, fucking the Zionists, and they're slipping bucks this way, and they're buying people off. And fucking they end up, it's like when the Continental Army they'd formed a Continental Army after the people had been in the field for a fucking year, fighting the British, killing the British, being killed by the British. They formed a Continental Army. And you came and they paid you. They paid you to go and fight for liberty and freedom. That's what the big offer was, liberty and freedom. And so many shillings and I think it was 160 acres of land. And you signed the papers, you became a part of the Continental Army, but you became a part of their corporate fucking army. Which was at Yorktown. That's where the sword was surrendered. That's where the charter was surrendered. Right on over to the king's men that were the king's men that caused the whole son of a bitchin' thing in the first place. You see, as everybody thinks that the king of England was, sent troops over, just came in and just started coming. His men were already here. After the American nationals that settled here in the Americas had carved out a civilization. Then they started sending the lords over, the corporate lords over, to lord over us, over their lands that were our lands. When the uprising happened in fucking Lexington and Concord, that was settled territory pretty much. You got Boston, they surrounded Boston and started firing the cannons on them. And when they got their Continental Army together, they got their Continental Army's ass got their ass kicked time and again until the people, who owned the properties out in the mountains beyond the fucking range of all this shit, came down out of the mountains because they knew that their fucking property was at risk too, and that they were going to be subjugated by this fucking king. It was going to come, and they were going to be bowing, and they just weren't into that shit. They'd been fighting Indians for fucking quite a few years, 1668, 78, about 100 years. And they'd been out on their fucking own. Nobody telling them what to do, living their own will. Fighting their own battles, and it's clearing the land for themselves, and planting their own fucking crops and having their own life. It belonged to them, and that's when it got serious, and that's when the fucking worm turned, is when the people came out of the hills. But then here we come along, and this like we said in the beginning, they didn't want no goddamn Bill of Rights, and you didn't need one. Just read the Constitution. There's no power in the Constitution over the people or to take their property. Are you kidding me? These are all, we're going to let you guys live under common law. And so there's no way. This is about government business, where the tide ebbs and flows, dealing with other countries, securing your liberties and freedoms. But it morphed, and just like they'd done in the colonies, the book that we read you, we read a part of it out of it, but it told you that, they had Bill of Rights in the colonies, but that were ignored by the elite, who didn't have to follow by them, because there was no There was no incentive for them to fucking follow by him. If the king gave an order that was contrary to a man's rights, fuck that, man. That's the king. Fuck you. Give me your shit. We'll put your ass in a goddamn labor prison. That's what'll happen to you. We'll take everything you own. And that's why the people finally reach the point where they're coming for the guns. They think they're going to do this to all of us. Well, no, they're not. But here we are, all these years later, 240 years later, and you just come here and just shit out a kid, and you know, the riches of this country. Oh, you're automatically, see, once they shit out the kid, I mean, it's not just, the reason they call it an anchor baby is then they're in. They just did no fucking immigration pretend, which they had no authority to do anyway. They had no right, they had no fucking power under the Constitution to fucking invite anybody in. It belonged to the people that fought and died for it. At any rate, so we reached today, the point we are at today, you know, with this fucking invasion from the South. And that should be the number one. There should be nothing else on the news. It's the number one threat to America. All this shit over there over there sucking Netanyahu's ass and him wanting us to fucking send our fucking young people over there to get their legs and arms blowed off so that he can have the Middle East Empire, which is where this is all leading from the fucking beginning. Because they're destined to rule over you. They're destined to rule over you just like the goddamn king's men ruled over the colonists. And so they have come. I can't remember. I mean, I think it says in there somewhere when they came up with the first idea of an anchor baby under the 14th Amendment, which we all know is absolutely unlawful. It cannot be. So everyone who has ever claimed to be an anchor baby and everybody that they brought in, because once they bring the family in, then you got chain migration. We got chain migration now. You can bring in the whole goddamn family, aunts, uncles, cousins, everything. I mean, this is how you invade a country without having to fight to get it. And I mean, they're already acting so fucking bold, like they have captured 50 miles into the fucking United States on our southern border. But there ain't been no fucking fighting yet. And it's the fighting that will determine it and how we fight it. And the fact of that we have internal fucking enemies. Besides the internal fucking enemies that are working for the international corporate mafia. You got other people with fucking other agendas. The people who prospered, like what we talked about, Baron Rothschilds. And how he said those in the know. Well, they'll just capitalize on it. I mean, they'll go for it. And they'll keep their mouth shut because they're going to get goodies. At the expense of the stupid people who don't understand how we play with numbers. How we use numbers to steal fucking wealth. How we use just a fucking air, an idea, to steal the fucking wealth. So now here we are today. Like I said, you turn on the stupid box and you know it's fucking this thing about signing a piece of paper to give the victims of the false flag that happened in New York compensation for 2090 or some kind of shit. And then they have all these goofy asses that are, you know, the squad. I mean, this is like a fucking reading a comic book. But the damnedest thing about it, people, I swear it was like they've been listening and they see, you know, you tell them, you know, you dumb asses, you're so fucking dumb. You put in this sentence right here because you're throwing this information together. You're cross-referencing with one another. Because you have an agenda. But when you cross-reference with one another, lies with lies, then you end up with something that just cannot be. Because a lie isn't real. And you end up contradicting yourself three paragraphs down from what you said three paragraphs up, and it's blatant. And everybody can see it, but it's too fucking late. And I think they just do not know what to do. This is like some kind of stalling thing, where it's just throw a bunch of mishmash out there that means nothing. And try to make, and I mean, but this weekend, I mean, it was flat, the drive was, man, the president, hey, did you guys know Trump has shut that border down? The apprehensions are through the fucking roof. And I'm sitting there saying, God damn it, we've been going over this. And you've even told us yourself that the word apprehension means you take you down there, you fill out your paperwork, and then they give you a bus ticket to the interior of the United States. That's a bad thing. That's not a good thing. The word apprehension, if apprehension was followed by that other word we don't never say, deportation, it might make a difference. Remember last week where they were telling us that they were going to exercise that authority they've had since 1996? where the Border Patrol agent's just going to fucking nab them up and take their ass right back to where they came from. The authority's always been there. Just like this asylum bullshit, the authority to fucking sign us out of that UN treaty's always been there. And all of these fucking loopholes they keep talking about, they were written by Congress off of that fucking treaty to accommodate that treaty. They see all this legal this, legal that, policy this, policy that, but it's all bullshit. All of that disappears with a signature. Seems to be like the Iranian treaty, you know? Okay, so then fucking after the treaty is signed, then, you know, the president fucking, he puts his fucking, his lick on it, you know, and he puts his name on it. And then the Congress, it has to work to, you know, to give the money back they stole from the Iranians, been holding for 10 fucking years, 15 years. And then, you know, they do these policy things. Policy, not law. Because under, but you can't just give, take it from me and give to some fucking foreigner just because you wrote it down and called it policy. We operate under law here, and the law says the only way anything can be taken away from me as an American national is through the procedural due process in the Bill of Rights. And it better be a goddamn American national that files the fucking paper, because no fucking foreigner has the authority to. They have to deal with that fucking gooberman over there. That's what that gooberman was for. They got something fucking that they, you know, figure that's owed to them from this fucking country. They got to go to that government. And that government is there to stand on the, you want Henry's house? You want to move somebody into Henry's house? Well, I'm sorry, we can't do that. We don't have the authority. The people in this nation have the authority. We can make you a deal. I mean, just like their arms deals. You talk about the corporation of corporations for fucking death. I mean, like this, we're going to waive this law here because, I mean, you said we can't sell these fucking arms to Saudi Arabia to go kill Yemeni's children. We're just going to waive that because fucking commerce, man. That's what happens when you go into corporations. It's like the Forest Service. When the Forest Service first came out, oh, man, they were putting up shit houses for us. They were making the campsites all nice and putting in fucking metal fire pits and everything. They were doing it because that's why they were created, to make it all better for you. It was for the people to safeguard and to manage your property to your best benefit to the people, so that the people, for the people's use, so that you can enjoy what belonged to you. And then they became incorporated. And when they became incorporated, they became a corporation. And a corporation has one purpose, and that is to create revenue for its fucking, shareholders. And who's become the number one shareholder in the United States? Well, I don't know how it happened. This tiny little piss hole over there in the Middle East has somehow become the fucking dominant force in that fucking corporation. And even at that, it doesn't matter. Where you had a park before, but you know, beside a lake or what might have you, you know, you had a big, huge, beautiful forest that you hunted and stuff. Well, as you can see, more money could be made out of harvesting that forest than to leave it there for you to fucking hunt in for your enjoyment, which is why when they originally created, go look it up. When they originally created the Forest Service, it was there to enhance the fucking property for you. It's just like this phony fucking constitution. Oh, it's there to protect your rights and make everything better for you. We turn it into a corporation to make money. We'll sell anything we want, including you. And that's how it's gone down. And that's what's going on here. Whatever makes the most money for the corporation, fuck the fucking people. We don't have nothing to do with it, according to that 14th Amendment, which is also how these fucking anchor babies are getting in here, too. That's what they've got it based on. We'll get into a little more when we get back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
face a lawyer to get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could love, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Board on the Bayou. Listen to her at the break. I was kind of jumping. I forgot to put a board up. So I was grabbing anything I could get my hands on. We were talking about the growing number of pregnant migrants, and we're talking about the, you know, that phony fraudulent, unlawful 14th Amendment and how that son of a bitch has been used. You people understand that's never been challenged? Never. Because when they did it in one fell swoop, and the fucking Supreme Court became a part of the corporation, appointed judges, appointed star chamber judges for the corporate aristocracy. Let's go on down here a little more. Let's see what it says. It's a period of great anxiety, if only because many want their children born in the United States. Why? Because, goddamn, when you're born in the United States, you're born with the goddamn, you're born in the richest country on the planet Earth, and actually, the American national's born here, it belongs to you. But they're thinking they can hand it over, any way they can hand this over to fucking third worlders who will submit to being peons, pissants, coolies, and slaves, they're gonna do it. And it's gonna continue until it reaches our front yards. And we're gonna have, and that's, then people will finally get it through their fucking head. You know, we talked last week we were talking about the fact, why wasn't it stopped at the border? Why wasn't it stopped? It was blatant what was going on. It was blatant that it was a violation of our fucking sovereignty. And it was blatant that it was a violation of the Bill of Rights, because they were taking from every goddamn individual one of us without due process of the law and giving it to a fucking foreigner. Are supposedly giving it to a foreigner. The foreigners think they're getting something, but what they're getting is just a better life of slavery to drag us down. Because you're not going to bring them up. Because the country they came from, they acquiesced to slavery. Is that who you want in your country? People who acquiesce to slavery? Because I don't. It's a period of great anxiety, if only because many want their children born in the United States. The U.S. Constitution guarantees, now listen, this is where it gets fun. The U.S. Constitution guarantees that every child born on American soil automatically becomes a U.S. citizen. Mexico also offers birthright citizenship, but it's not exactly the same. A child born in Mexico, regardless of their parentage or parents' nationalities, automatically becomes a Mexican citizen when they turn 18. The report sheds light on the dangerous journey that pregnant migrant, and that's the way they always come back around, you know, try to twist this. I don't give a fuck, and you did it. I didn't fucking tell you to do that. It's like they tried to, you know, compare the detention facilities down there on the border, the phony as they are, all the goodies and fucking candy and TVs and rec rooms and all this shit, while our people live in fucking squalor. But, you know, they try, that's like a concentration camp. That's when I pointed out, I don't remember the Jews fucking paying fucking $8,000 or even $2,000, even a dollar to get to Germany to get into one of those terrible fucking places. Can you? This is so blatant on its, it's becoming more blatant every day and we all know it. Dangerous journey that pregnant migrants endure. Often risking their lives and the lives and their unborn child's life. But they had the $8,000 in the bank to pay the coyotes to bring them here, supposedly. I know George Soros is paying for it. None of you have to come up on the site and tell me. But that you ask them, I saved up $8,000. When the average American, if they have a $400, you know, like something goes bad on the car, $400, it wipes them out. Your average, that's American. That's American national. Who could trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country. To attempt to deliver their baby in the United States to secure American citizenship. They just want to be Americans because they love it. That flag, and they love that, you know, just everything American. They hate our fucking guts. They make it clear every day. They put it, run up the Mexican flag. They run up the Honduran flag. They run up the Guatemalan flag and tell us that they're going to kill us all. That they're having a communist revolution in our country. Why are they having coming over here now? In Chicago, Illinois, as Breitbart News recently reported, pregnant women from the Middle East traveled hours to deliver their babies in the United States and thus securing them American citizenship. Why is that American citizenship such a big fucking deal? Because it's free housing. Hey, you can come over here and the old man, you can have 10 children. The old man, he can work at fucking McDonald's. And you'll get a big check, a subsidy check in the mail because you have 10 children every month. You'll get free housing, free education, the whole fucking 9 yards. And then at the end of the year, You can turn around and declare all of them 10 children and get more money back in a tax return than you made all fucking year if you discount the subsidies. Don't you see? For illegal aliens, the birthright citizenship policy is particularly enticing as their U.S.-born children are granted citizenship despite the parents having broken federal immigration law. The Supreme Court has never explicitly ruled that the children of illegal aliens must be granted birthright citizenship, and many legal scholars dispute the idea. Remember Trump, he was going to challenge that. Why didn't he challenge that, guys? Why didn't he challenge that? I mean, you're talking a huge hunk of this country. You're talking huge amounts of wealth, even more than the fucking Zionist Jew bastards have stolen from us. Why wouldn't somebody challenge that? It's kind of interesting when you think about it. The children of illegal aliens. The fact is, the 14th Amendment's never been challenged. Nobody's ever said, you do know the difference between subject and sovereign? And you know that when you call us, tell us that we're subjects, that removes all our Bill of Rights that make us sovereigns. I mean, it's a pretty simple fucking argument, isn't it? Now, I mean, it's just definitions is really all it comes down to. Now, like I said, when they did this, it was a fucking corporate coup. They wrote a fucking corporate charter supposedly under the authority of the United States, the Constitution for the little United, because States of these America, and they just started operating, running the fucking government. And when that happened, the people were removed. Well, where do the people fall into this corporation? Well, let's see. According to the 14th Amendment, we're property. We're subjects. We're fucking collateral for loans for this corporation. Good.
85% of people who move along with the whole subdivision. I mean, they have to listen to this show to even understand what a corporation is. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it is such a simple thing. You take the word subject and define it. Get a real dictionary, and this is about common law. That's why I use common dictionaries. Our right was the common law. The Bill of Rights was written for the common law. It is the common law. So you get a common dictionary and look up the word subject and define it. Just read it there, what it says, and then look up the word fucking, if you look up subject, then look up free man and see what the difference in the definition is. Then look up the word corporation. And then define it. And then look up the word republic and define it. And that's it. I mean, it's that fucking simple. The 14th Amendment says you are a subject. A subject is a fucking, has a sovereign. That is a person whose will is above your own. It's a person that you belong to. And everything that you create, it belongs to.
You gotta hold their hand when they explain all this shit to them. They don't know. You know, you gotta draw them a goddamn picture. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, that's the problem. I mean, a lot of our youth they're not putting the puzzle together. They don't really understand. That's why this show's so goddamn important, so you can put all the pieces together.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying here, Mark, is though it's really not that complicated. I'll set somebody down, I'll say, look up the word subject. Read that to me. What does it mean? It means I'm under somebody else, right? That's what it comes down to. I'm subject to somebody else's authority. Okay, now look up the word sovereign. Look up the word fucking free man. I am a free man in this free... I mean, that's what they tell you. That's what they preach you from the time you're a little child. Freedom and liberty. Look up the word liberty and freedom. Define those words and tell me if I can be a subject and have those things. Because I can't. It's impossible. That's just physics and math. And then look up republic. And then look up goddamn corporation. And tell me what the difference is. And then you look up Title 28, Definition 15 says this is a corporation. Is a corporation a fucking republic? No, it is not. It doesn't come close. It isn't even in the same fucking realm. There is no mistaking the two, one from the other. And then as you discovered that this is a corporation and that you are a subject, it is pretty fucking plain and clear what the fucking deal is. It's not rocket science. Those three simple little things right there, I mean, right there, try to prove me wrong.
Yeah, Yeah, like, you know, how many times have we heard, like, you know, for example, Katie say, you know, she's trying to explain it to her own damn sister, and her sister doesn't even get it. It's just like, you know, some of these people out here are just, like, brain dead. You know, and that's what makes us, what we do so difficult sometimes is, that, you know, you got to hold them by the hand. You got to draw them a goddamn picture, man.
Well, the only people I've ever seen that I couldn't convince by just, you know, showing dictionary definitions, and they'll like almost close their eyes and shake their head and go, no, and just, wait, that's not an argument. What is your argument against my argument here? Where are your proofs? Where are your facts that show that what I'm telling you isn't absolutely the fucking facts? And they'll shit in like that, and then I'll just say, well, I guess you're one that's going to have to be fucking culled. Because we can't have people like you, and we can't have liberty and freedom as long as there's people like you that are too fucking stupid or too fucking cowardly to fucking define what they are and stand and protect it. You are what happened. I mean, they say 3% of the people fought the so-called Revolutionary War, which was the hijacking of a slave uprising, to be exact. 3%. Everybody else should have had their asses kicked out of here. If you didn't fight for it, you shouldn't have been here. They are the ones that acquiesced to the fucking socialism. They're the ones that the corporate aristocracy bought off. Say, we're going to have this democracy vote in this republic where, with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. That is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. It is an oxymoron. You could vote in communists all day long if you want, but they couldn't operate with the Bill of Rights in place. That's the whole point. If the Bill of Rights is being enforced as absolute law, and we have our common law fucking courts, and the people have their common law jurisdictional authority, vote in communism. You'll hang. I'll just take you down to the courthouse and get you hung. Because it's plain and simple that communism is an open violation. Any kind of collectivism is an open violation of the individual rights in the fucking Bill of Rights. Plain and simple. That's why I said, you know, that's why they want to make such a big deal out of the Constitution and not mention the Bill of Rights. Because that Constitution, the way it was written, that's why they wrote the Bill of Rights the way they did. That's why the Anti-Federalists wrote what they wrote. Because you're going to have this. We see what you're doing. You're setting up a corporate aristocracy. But check this out. It's not going to be ratified. It will not be the law of this land unless, and these were the states in the South, like three or four states in the South, we will not ratify unless we are guaranteed on paper that there will be a Bill of Rights attached that will be the people's control over that fucking document. And so they did. And they put the control over the fucking document. And if the Bill of Rights had been enforced, as it should have been, by the people, if the people hadn't elected, but see, this is where I talk about the 3%, and, you know, there was a lot of people that probably were on the side, they definitely were on the side, of the fucking American nationals and assisted in what might have you. But the fucking, you know, they threw 15% out that they called Tories. Well, that leaves a whole big percent that didn't fight the war. Were you on this side? Were you on that side? Or were you just fucking making money off the deal the best you could and staying out of the way so you wasn't one of the ones that got shot trying to gain this goddamn freedom that we all talk about in liberty? They needed to be cleaned out. See, they were a majority right out the fucking gate. Over the people who did the fighting and dying to get the country and get the Bill of Rights. So all they had to do was appeal to them. I'll give you this hunk of sugar if you'll fuck that right over there. I didn't fight for that right, and I was doing just fine through the war. I was selling things to both sides, and hell, I did. I made a lot of money on the war. Yeah, hell yeah, I'll go along with you. This time they all die.
Yeah, you're...
I lost you there, Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to take empty grocery store shelves and, no more gas at the pumps and no more electricity in the house to convince some of these retarded people out there, do you get it now? I mean, you know, now that you can't eat and you can't turn your electric on, do you get it now? I mean, that's what it's going to take,
When lightning strikes the shit house, you know, they're going to have two choices. They're going to be looking at the 75% of the population, the largest army on planet Earth, fucking coming after these fucking fraudulent fucking corporation, this goddamn, this violation of the law, the people coming to enforce the law. And right now, I mean, they a lot of them have run and grabbed a hold of a cop's leg. One of these fucking corporate enforcers, they grab him right by the leg. Help me, help me, help me. Well, knowing that was a son of a bitch who just put a bullet through your fucking head because that was the idea to begin with, you ignorant fools. But when they come, and then, you know, when, like you say, the goodies turn off because the fucking government who has been taking the wealth that belongs to the rest of us and distributing it for us to the people that will suck their ass, to the people, the weak people. The thing is, these people are weak and they're only 18 to 20%. 23 maybe. But they're weak. And they will, and I mean, they've got nothing. They've really got nothing but a standing corporate fucking aristocracy with a fucking standing corporate fucking army of mercenaries is really all they have. That's why this would be just a total wipe. That's why this should have never happened. It was the fucking, when the idea came up and we've seen what was going on, that the communists had moved in because the fucking common law courts had been removed and left an avenue for them to come in. Well, then that was the fault of the dirty church, Masonic dirty church cabal in this country. They wanted to, just like in the beginning, when the first conventions, colonial conventions, they wanted to rule us. Well, the only way you could rule us is if we didn't have the fucking right to take your ass to court and hang you. Or else we had to shoot your ass up or whatever we had to do to maintain our liberty. And so they had to remove, the first thing they did was remove the common law courts. And then shut down the even teaching of the fucking Bill of fucking Rights in the fucking, in their public schools that the people fell for. See, I'm sure that 3% back then, you know, the sons and daughters of them, when they came along with the idea of these public schools, they said, fuck no. No fucking way. No, the government, you understand? I mean, maybe it was his old grandpa or grandpa's son that had fought in the war. Do you understand that fucking government is something that's fucking, it's beneath us. We never give them no control. They ain't going to run our schools. They're not going to teach our children. We are. But then that's, like I said, only 3% fought the war. The rest of them were like, well, yeah, they're going to give free schooling to my kid. I get something free out of this. I like this free idea. And, you know, they went for it. And then like when Rothschilds and company came here, when they, you know, put in the central banks, it's foreign central banks, just like Rothschild said. The ones that can understand it, you know, and the ones that could understand it were the ones that were sucking their ass, Rothschild's ass, and everything, as they were stealing. They started stealing from day one, make no mistake about it. But those were the ones in the know, and they did go for it. And that was the problem here when the problem became fucking, to me it was blatant. It was blatant fucking 30, 40 years ago. It was blatant what they were going, what the intent was. And what they were doing and how they were violating the fucking, the fucking law. And a lot of people seen it. But man, if I just go along and not go down and, you know, the judge says, convict that guy there. I don't care if he's got a flag and he's talking about that Bill of Rights thing. I don't know a goddamn thing about it. Never read it in my life. It's like all those soldiers, those American soldiers are heroes who raised their right hand and swore to uphold that Constitution. Never read son of a bitch. Think about that. You are swearing your life to uphold a document you have never fucking read. But that's kind of like, you know, the game they played with us with the contracts. When everybody started figuring it out. And you had the first people that started really acting like real Americans and saying, wait a minute. Hey, you can't fucking do that. Well, yes, I can. We did it through the Commerce Clause. You see, you signed all these contracts and now you don't have no rights. Well, yeah, I got news for you, buddy. Your contracts are illegitimate, they're unenforceable because they have no authority behind them. Because they are dependent upon the Constitution ultimately for their authority. And the Ninth Article says that the Constitution can contain no authority to do what you want to do in your contracts. So those contracts are no good. Ooh, then we go to loggerheads, that's where we're at right now. Because enough people have seen it.
Yeah, you want to, you know, something else that's, you know, people really need to think about also is all the underground, you know, we're at $22 trillion or whatever the hell it is, you know, about the 15 of that is probably been used to make these 10,000 population underground cities that are all over, buried all over the United States that no one even thinks about anymore, that are only there for the elite. That, you know, they're going to, as soon as this shit lights off, there's going to be all these cities that they're all going to go underground, and they're going to live like fucking kings down there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of that that no one ever talks about, but it's the truth, man.
Oh, I know that. I know they built the cities, but they weren't depending. That's before the internet. That was the plan before the internet, before the truth broke out. I'll tell you what, go underground. I guarantee you won't be running away from me. And when I find you, I've got you underground. What the fuck am I going to do to you underground? You can have all the defense systems you want. I got a few ideas of how to deal with people who think they're going to live like kings underground.
Yeah, so do I. A nuclear bomb.
Nature. Just fucking nature would take. There's things in nature that, I mean, underground's no good. There's things in nature that would take care of it. I guarantee you, just use nature. And it would take, I mean, they'll have goddamn defense grids and everything else, but nature. I mean, all of it, that's what they keep forgetting. No, they don't forget. They know it. They just think we're too stupid to realize it. That everything comes down to nature. And nature, I don't care what the fucking problem is. If there is a problem that you can conceive, you can certainly conceive the fucking answer to the problem. And I thought of many times about them being underground. They ain't running nowhere. Huh?
I've delivered product, you guys are listening out there. I've delivered product to underground. At least I've been in these underground caves probably a half a dozen times, delivering, beef and canned goods and water. In Kentucky, there's these underground caves that I deliver to, and about 30 or 40 trucks a day go into this one that's in Kentucky that I know about, that I've been to, and they get delivered every day in there. And it's like, you know, that's what we do. We take it to these underground facilities, and we have to go to the underground. We go like 100 feet underground. We deliver, we come back out, and this is what's happening. This is what's going on, you know.
So we know where they're going to be, and they're trapped. They're trapped underground.
That's right.
That's it. And I mean, I'm not going to elaborate on what I would do in such a situation, but I fought her out. I fought it out. Nature. I mean, you could do more damage with nature than you can fucking shake, than you can believe. And nature will take care of them, believe me. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, hey, think that problem. Think about them having their big underground facilities. Think about how you would, how would you deal with that? You know where they're at. And maybe they have defense grids and everything around them, but how would you deal with that? And that is the word from the trenches.